B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. On today's episode, yes, we will be talking about the absolutely massive bombshell lawsuit coming down against Activision Blizzard and some of the very disturbing details dealing with that. Also, we'll be talking about Amazon's new MMO frying even the most powerful graphics cards, the OWL playoffs, and how they're live and if that's a good idea. And esports monopoly. This is Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? This is your host of Checkpoint Daily, Norris Howard, as always, in studio. Now, we know we didn't stream the episodes yesterday. We had some technical difficulties. Don't worry about that. We are back to normal here. We'll be back to normal next week for the streamed episode as well. Now, also in the studio to my left-hand side, he's returned to the show, everybody. Chad Callahan. What's up, Chad?
I hath returned.
That was very weak. I expected more from you.
I have a sore throat, so I can't go too much. I appreciate that. But I also spent all day yesterday trying to make sure. Oh, funny story quickly. Blew up
if
my
y'all
computer.
Y'all could have seen his reaction.
Wanted to see your reaction as I tell you that I was so excited for myself. Because I don't want to call myself like a computer wizard. Like, I know the basics of computers, and I know how to put them together for the most part. But there are some parts that I'm just like, I don't know enough to do this, but I went a little further.
Person who still gets nervous, like putting a new processor in or something like that.
I could do that, but like there's like certain other things that, like, if there's something I don't recognize, I get nervous about.
Okay, that's
fair. Stuff like that. But I was changing out the radiator CPU processor thing. I don't know what they're called off the top of my head.
The heat sink
on there, and I was replacing that, and I bought one that was way too big for my machine, but I was like, you know what? Screw it. It's the only one available. I'll get it.
Fit it in there, he said.
Well, I got it in there, but the problem was is that it has this extra piece that the old one didn't because it's bigger and it needs like a control hub. So I get it all plugged in, and there's this extra cord, and I didn't know where it exactly went, and I looked it up, and it's telling me to put it in somewhere I didn't see on my computer. But I'm like, it looks like it could fit here. And I can't read what it says because something's in the way, but I'm assuming because the other ones are next to it, this is it too. Plug it in, turn it on, it starts to smoke. And I freaked out and I unplugged everything. And so that was me yesterday trying to panic buy at Best Buy, trying to figure out what one I actually needed because that one was much too powerful or I just didn't have enough room for it. So that was my day yesterday.
I don't know if I can recall smoke ever coming out of my computer.
Yeah, it's not something you want to see.
Never smoked a computer myself.
Yeah, never smoked a computer. Anyway, Robbie, what's up?
Last time I put together a computer, flawless victory.
Yeah, well, you just rebuilt one fairly recently.
Yep.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I remember you buying a 2080 the month before the 3K series came.
Which
out.
Is fine because, A, I wouldn't have had the money for the 3K series.
And you couldn't have bought one anyway.
And I wouldn't have been able to find one
only
anyway.
Only reason I have a 3070 is that I went with a pre-built.
Yeah.
That's literally it. So, smoked computers aside, here's what's happening in the world of video games. Now, Amazon, we give a lot of grief to for their gaming ventures. The last game they put out with, was it the Crucible?
Crucible. Didn't even make it out of beta before they canned it.
I played it for 5 minutes, and I was just like, this is fucking shit.
Yep.
Like, it was not a good game. And so they just took it down, and they haven't really had a great track record since. They also have an MMO that they've been developing called The New World, Yay Colonialism. And
most boring place to put an MMO.
Yeah. And so...
And although that is rife with glitches, because I just saw some girl get banned on stream for milking a cow. And she got permanent banned, and permanent was spelled incorrectly.
Well, all right. Well, just add that to the list of stuff that The New World
Yay
is
Amazon!
First of all, I'd like to remind people Everyone calling this a new game. It released once before in beta, and it was so bad they put it back into development.
That was like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
No, it was like a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay. I must be thinking of a different
game. But the reason now that it's getting on everybody's radar, besides the fact that it's out, is it is bricking people's graphics card, including...
Oof.
Brand new, what are they, 3080s?
No, the RTX 3090.
The 3090.
The big boys.
The big boy that you can't find anywhere, and if you are finding them, you're probably paying like insane amounts of money for them.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why, from what I understand, and like Chad, I'm not a computer wizard, but apparently it has something to do with the game not having capped graphics or something like that. So
not having capped frame rate.
Yeah, there you go, frame rate. So if you try
you can't even do that yourself. You can't adjust
yes,
it.
Yes, if you adjust it yourself, but if you don't know that, then in some cases it just goes.
Oh.
It just goes. There's no cap, and it just goes up so crazy that it bricks and burns.
Yeah,
out,
one
basically.
User by the name of Goats on the forums. The game started to load and immediately my fan speeds went up to 100% and my FPS dropped to zero. Both of my monitors went blank. My video card is no longer detected. I rebooted, tried to play the game again, heard a loud pop, and now my 3090 won't get past post.
Oh, that pop. My friend told me about his pop and how he had to replace his. So I know that pop. Semi-familiar.
Yeah, it is literally this is horror. This is abject horror.
This is a good habit to start, and I do this myself. Anytime I start a new game, the first thing I do is I check the graphic settings in-game.
Yeah,
me too. Just to make sure it's good. So good habit if you aren't doing it, especially on a brand new game like this.
Yeah, I tend to default all my stuff to medium before I even do anything.
Well, just make sure it's the level you want it to be.
Yeah. I default everything to medium just to get it going, and then if I'm like, okay, I can run this, then I may go up. I don't uncap FPS.
I didn't know that you could.
I don't uncap FPS on anything besides like League of Legends.
Okay.
Where like
well,
my actual...
Say, that's a 10-year game.
Right, 10-year game and my actual frame rate dictates how good I play at the game.
I was about to say that. Game barely even knew what frame rate was 10 years ago.
Exactly. So, but this is really terrible. Amazon has put out a statement which basically says, we have no indication of widespread issues with 3090s in beta or alpha. New World closed beta is safe to play. And listen, if you want to take a chance on it, take a chance on it. But I'm sorry, dude. I spend essentially a down payment on a car, on a graphics card, and your game blows my shit up. I'm mad. Beyond mad. That's the type of stuff where it was like, Amazon, if I see you in the streets, I'm fucking you up. Like, that's the kind of stuff you would say. That's how frustrating something like this would be. And I'm going to just be honest and say this. Stop with the games, Amazon. We already got to go through you to buy all the shit.
Yeah.
We already got to go through you to get the Amazon, the Prime, the Twitch Prime and all that stuff. We don't need you to make video games. I need you to make sure people stop getting banned off Twitch for stupid shit.
Yeah.
And make sure that you keep putting more cool shit on Amazon video service. That's all I need you to do. I don't want video games from you. Just flat out. I don't want them from you. Robbie, we wanted to pick your brain about this because the Overwatch League playoffs have been confirmed for live viewing. That's right. People are going to be able to sit in a room and actually watch the Overwatch League playoffs. Robbie, what are the details on
this? Yeah, so it's not just the playoffs. Playoffs and grand finals both are going to be in front of a live audience. The playoffs are taking place at the Esports Stadium in Arlington, Texas, September 16th through the 19th. And the grand final, September 25th, live at the Gallen Center in Los Angeles, California. From what I've seen here, it doesn't look like they have announced anything as far as precautions that they may be taking, how many people they're going to be allowing in or not. We do know that tickets will be going on sale sometime in August, so I'm sure that by the time those go on sale, we will have more details as to what the precautions are going to be. I don't know. I'm still a little bit apprehensive here. I know that the Outlaws and the Fuel just had, you know, some kind of half live back events. You know, Dallas Fuel, I think, actually had like 5,000 people coming into the stadium, you know, practicing masks, social distancing type stuff. The Outlaws was a lot more intimate event. I think they had like 60 or 90 people. You needed a vaccination card. You needed to keep your mask on. So I don't know if that was supposed to be like a sort of like a test run for the league to see like how people sort of react to it or not. But I don't know that I'll be going, and I want to. You know, I've been to every live grand final that there has been so far.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, with people in America still being kind of
stupid
about it,
yeah.
with this Delta strain, you know, terrorizing some places of the world. I think I still would have erred on the side of caution myself.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, listen, I know a lot of other sporting, you know, events have come back. They allow fans in the stands. I watched the Euros over the past month or so, and they had fans in the stands.
Wrestling has started doing it as
yep,
well.
Same. But at the same time, that doesn't mean I think it's a great idea. Also, I think the big thing here is that we're also talking about esports, in which the live viewing experience is not necessarily critical to the wholeness of what happens at esports. And for me, knowing that this is the end of the season, knowing that the playoffs are just around the corner, I'm not necessarily sure if this was like fully necessary. On top of that, I feel like maybe just grand finals. Like the whole playoffs,
yeah.
You know, maybe not. And especially by holding the parts of the playoffs in Texas, which doesn't have the best vaccination record, to be perfectly honest, I still think that I fall in line with Robbie, is that I would have erred on the side of caution. The grand finals, I really could see like
that's one thing.
Hey, it's the grand
yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're gonna have people.
Two teams. It's one day.
Cool.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how long the playoffs are.
Playoffs are 3 days, and you're talking about what? What?
Eight teams.
Yeah,
eight teams.
So I mean, that's a lot more. And like you said too, like Texas in particular has not had a good time. I mean, no one's had a good time with COVID, but I mean, Texas is particularly bad. So,
yeah. But anyway, I hope everybody is safe. Listen, I just like everybody else want to see these live events come back, but at the same time, not at the expense of people's health. So I could just advise the Overwatch League to exercise caution, and for everybody who wants to attend, to do the same. Wear your mask, get vaccinated if you haven't been vaccinated already, and just be as careful as you can. And in the stupidest story of the day, the ESL has partnered with, who is this, Hasbro, who makes this game. I don't know if it's Hasbro, because it's Monopoly, and Monopoly has been around older. The game is older than Moses, and they are now putting out ESL Esports Monopoly.
Monopoly is Hasbro and the Parker Brothers.
Yes, I knew it was Hasbro. Okay.
Yeah, Esports Monopoly. All right.
Is this a sign that we've made it? Like, we've done it?
No, because they make Monopoly off of movies that are trash.
Yeah,
so I think it's just more of a cash in.
I think so long as you're willing to put some cash forward, then really anything could be made into it. We could get a Checkpoint Monopoly if we really wanted to.
I think this is just...
Ooh, I don't know if I want that.
I don't either, but it's just like, this is so stupid. I just dislike everything about it. And the thing is, they put some images out, and the pieces are you could play as a keyboard or...
Let me go with the most obvious answers, instead of it being like esports characters, which I think would have been a much better way about
but,
it.
But see, unlike sports, people have copyrights on
yes,
characters.
You
yeah,
can't
but at
just
the same
use...
time, I feel like if you're going to say it's an esports-centric board game and you don't have a single esport in it, outside of just the idea
of
esports...
it's the ESL. It's esports,
oh, so it's...
capital E. Capital esports.
So... Okay, it's ESL then, right?
Yeah, so they can use
Counter-Strike stuff?
No, because the ESL doesn't own Counter-Strike.
Then why bother?
Because.
It seems like a waste of time. What a dumb idea.
No, stuff like controllers, headphones, keyboard, that makes sense to me.
They
have the ESL trophy, I think that
yep,
is.
Yep, the trophy and cool. The ESL logo. They do have a chicken.
Oh, thank you for PUBG ideas there. Oh. Yeah. Or I guess that's in CSGO.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. But anyway, I cracked up because on Twitter, our good friend Callie put this out, and I cracked up because we said, what were the chance and community chess cards look like? And it's just like, oh, your social media manager said something racist, proceed directly to jail. You know, your star player is caught with visa issues, move back three spaces.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it's not like, I don't see anything good coming from this. Like, I don't see anyone being like, yeah, let's play Monopoly.
Do people fucking play Monopoly?
Oh, they play Monopoly, but I just don't see...
White people do, absolutely.
I don't even think it's still a very popular game, especially on Tabletop Simulator. It's,
is it?
Yeah,
really?
Huge. It's huge on there.
That,
however,
that actually surprises me.
But I don't see these, like, offshoot ones, maybe like a Harry Potter
I have never
like
in the history of Everdom ever completed a game of Monopoly.
I haven't either. It's not my jam, but...
I have, but I'm ruthless.
See, I just I
just
don't like
make
money
it,
stuff. I get boring and I get tired of it.
I just make everybody quit.
I like the more fantasy based
games. Then you won.
Is that it?
That's how you win. Yeah.
Oh, you just win by making everyone else.
Not by having the most money, but by toxicity.
See, like
if they quit, you win, Norris.
The length of the game, a board game can strain me, because I can't play Risk. There's points in the game where I get tired of playing, and then as I go to like move my characters, I take some of my characters off, so I lose faster. Just because I get tired of it, I hate it.
I'm not a board game person either.
I like board games. I just don't like those really long, drawn out ones like Risk.
I just think this is just such a relic of an old age where people couldn't like, oh, it's Saturday in 1942. What do we have to do? I don't know shit.
I don't know. There's some good ones. Like, I think you'd like a game called Coup. It's basically a quick card game. Rounds are like 5 minutes. And it's just a whodunit.
Let's simulate late stage capitalism. That sounds like the way to go.
I'm much more interested in.
we're living Monopoly now. We ain't gonna play it.
No, I'm not feeling that. You know what? I want Monopoly gentrified neighborhood. That's what I want.
I mean, that's just Monopoly.
No. Because you can still go to Park Place and all that stuff. I want all the property.
Step on Park Place after someone else owns it, you owe that bitch money.
Yeah,
that's gentrification. It's not gentrification.
Okay, actually, Chad, you're right.
I don't know where you're going.
Chad, you're right. Monopoly is just gentrification in a miniature. I never thought about that, but
it is. The hotels get bigger.
Yeah, no, you're right. This is fucked up. Damn, all the black folks moved off of Baltic Avenue. It's fucked up, but it's. It's fucked up, but it's true. They put a juice bar there. Anyway, that's going to be it for part one. In part two, we're going to have to get way more serious because Activision Blizzard is getting sued by the state of California. And let me tell you something, y'all. This is very, very, very serious. We got more on this coming up on Checkpoint Daily.
Bring the heat. Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. Don't forget, we have a really, really important event going on. The search for the next Rocket League team being put on by Beasley Esports. If you and two other friends think you guys have what it takes to be a professional Rocket League player, make sure that you guys head on over to beasleyesports.gg/Rocket League for all of the information and signups. You'll be able to go there, put your name down. You'll be able to participate in the qualifiers, which take place August 7th and 8th. So make sure you are all signed up and ready to go if you want a chance to be a Rocket League pro. Now, we had a good old time in part one, but I got to bring us back down to earth. And before we get deep into this conversation, I do want to specify that we here at Checkpoint XP are owned by the same company that owns the Houston Outlaws, if you didn't know that, which participate in the Overwatch League, which is owned by Activision Blizzard.
Yep.
Just wanted full disclosure, so anything that we say about this is not going through any sort of filter or anything like that. I just want to put that on the table before we start this discussion, as well as these are some very serious allegations, very serious themes that do include some pretty heavy things, and I just want to put a warning in front of this particular topic for anybody who may struggle with stories of harassment and other very horrible things. I just want to specify that before we get into this discussion. But Activision Blizzard, the people who make Call of Duty and Overwatch, are being sued by the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing over their workplace culture, of which it is alleged to have discriminated and harassed women in the workforce. This is a story as old as fucking time when it comes to video game companies. We just went through this with Riot Games, but I don't know about y'all, this feels way worse after some of the details of this have come out.
It just seems like it's like the like the next step.
Yeah.
Right? And how could the Riot thing have been worse? Well, here you go.
Here you go. And we're gonna start off with clearly the most egregious, of which obviously they used to have these things called cube crawls, essentially, where the male employees would get drunk and literally crawl through everybody's cubicles, of which terrible day to wear a skirt to work that day, I suppose, in which they would then engage with the female employees about sexual encounters. They would talk about their appearances. They would make rape jokes and all sorts of other crazy things. And they said that the high-end executives participated in these cube crawls. This is not something that this is the rank and file, and it goes up to the higher-ups, and the higher-ups hand-wave it away. No, the higher-ups are involved here.
This is how you get to that point where you have what this article calls a pervasive frat boy workplace culture,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The reason that these places get to this point is because it's not just, you know, a few people who are doing this. It's the people at the top. Because then that sort of behavior trickles down. When you see your boss doing it,
oh yeah,
well, it's okay to do
it.
And
then you're also probably encouraged to hire people like that.
Well, and not that, but what makes it super bad is that if you are a more virtuous or righteous person, it makes it that much more intimidating to then call out that behavior, because you know you will be ostracized or potentially you lose your job.
Yeah.
And I've read through the entire filing. It does name certain people. I'm not going to name these people because these are allegations.
You can find them yourself.
You can find it yourself. You can read through the suit yourself. But there's one particular instance that is so disturbing that I think really puts this in a league of its own.
If it's the one you're talking about, it's the one that really, truly makes this
heinous. And that is apparently there was a female employee who, for lack of a better term, had nudes passed around the office. This affected her in a number of negative ways. And then she went on a company trip with one of the higher ups, in which the higher up decided it was a great idea to bring lube and butt plugs. And on that particular trip, this employee took her own life. She committed suicide. And I'm not sure how much further some shit needs to go for a company to say, you know what, we need to fucking stop. But that should be it right there.
Just everything about this story, about this suit, just this is flat out like evil stuff that's happening behind the scenes at this company.
It always astonishes me when I hear these, like, overall this happened for 2 years, how it went so long before it got out. I mean, I understand that it's like, you know, in this bubble and everyone's, you know, trying to be hush hush about it, but it feels like how?
But these are the findings of an investigation that the state of California put forth. That this is not an internal thing. This is
right.
This is not
2 years.
This is not an individual who filed suit, which was makes this different from the Riot situation, in which that was a cohort, a number of individuals who brought a suit against Riot Games to the state of California. No, the state of California took issue with some shit they heard about Activision Blizzard and investigated it themselves.
So, I guess where did they hear it?
That we don't know.
That's the thing I don't understand is, like, I get with the Riot thing where it's an individual going to, against the
company. But Chad, like, to your point, I think that's where somebody did speak up. Somebody did say something.
And
somebody
maybe they wanted to make it bigger
probably
by going to the state.
No, they probably contacted the Fair Employment and Housing Department about this. So I think it's something that absolutely, you know, we say we don't hear about it. But I think in this instance, we did. And everybody went through the proper channels of, until we get this shit in writing and move it to court,
don't say anything.
We mumbled the word on this. That sounds terrible, but that's the only way you're going to be able to approach it with any sort of power, because we saw what happened with the Riot situation where the lawyers got involved, and now you're talking about gag orders and people being defamed and XYZ.
As terrible as all the stuff that happened with Riot was as well, I think for me another thing that separates the two of these is that, you know, when the big Riot expose came out, you know, there was at least some part of Riot, you know, whether you want to call it damage control, PR, whatever you want to call it, you know, and again, we're not even sure necessarily how far it went, but in some fashion,
they fell on the sword a little bit.
They at least begun to recognize that you're right. We need to start to change. Now, whether or not that ever happened, you know, only the people at Riot
had to pay that cohort.
Correct.
Not court ordered. But they had to pay that cohort. Yeah.
Blizzard,
they came out of some money.
On the other hand, seems to still, even after this, be fighting back against it. Part of their statement said that the DFEH includes distorted and, in many cases, false descriptions of Blizzard's past. And, you know, goes on to mention, like, you know, the people named in this or whatever have been let go. But, like, that's not enough. The problem here isn't just that these incidents happened, but that they were allowed to happen under your watch. Yeah. And if any of the CEOs or executives are still there that have been there the past few years, then no, it's not over with.
Let me tell you the most fucking crazy statement of the whole the whole Blizzard response to this. Is that at the end of, you know, towards the middle of their 500-word fucking, is, I wanted to say a mea culpa, but it's not. They take no responsibility for any of this stuff in the allegations or in the suit. Is that it's this type of irresponsible behavior from unaccountable state bureaucrats that, first of all, it should be that is driving, not are driving, that are driving many of the state's best businesses out of California. This is not the time to talk business politics. This is not the fucking time to talk about, that's them basically rattling the sword saying, we're going to leave fucking California if you don't leave us alone. Fucking leave. That's how I would feel if I was California. Fucking go. Because if you are harassing people or your employees have harassed people to the point of fucking suicide.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And I mean that with my whole chest. And if I don't get invited back to no Activision Blizzard shit, that's fine. If they don't want me involved in their stuff, fine. But I'm going to be honest, okay? Where there's smoke, there's usually fire. You don't pull this shit out of thin air. I'm sorry. And even if certain details are, you know,
distorted,
or if certain details are a little bit farther than what they say in the suit, I can tell you, I've worked a lot of places. I've said a lot of crazy shit in my life. I have never taken fucking sex toys and lube on a trip, a business trip, with a subordinate. Never. Never.
And shared her nudes.
I've never in my life. First of all, I've never received a nude of a fucking subordinate or a coworker. That's, I wouldn't want to receive it.
That's
I wouldn't,
the one it, thing that I... It, did they just find it online? Was it given
somebody
to them?
Had to go and get it.
Yeah. Like
is the point.
Some way or another, that alone should have been like the tipping point of like stopping it right then and there. And the fact that it was passed around by management is the worst offense of it all.
Because at this point, if I even hear wind of it, everybody's fired.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. That's
you're all like, fired. Goodbye.
And then you put out a statement right then and there. This happened. We handled it. I'm sorry that this happened.
And let me say this. I also want us to eradicate a couple terms from our lexicon when we talk about this is that we often talk about bro culture or frat boy behavior. I want us to get rid of that personally, because that still minimizes the level of damage and the actual fucking active decision making from grown ass fucking men to do this. When you say bro culture, that's to say that these people have a state of mind in which they have no control over themselves. They cannot control their emotions. They cannot control their decision making. To say frat boy is to say they are not individuals who have reached a level of maturity to know any better. These are professionals. These are people who are done with school.
And even still, like,
this is management.
When you're in college, you're of an age where. And doing this, let me even tell you in something. College, is still a crime.
I've been a frat boy, okay? I am a member of a fraternity. I've never done any of this
shit.
Well,
even still, like, my point is, like, doing this in general, just because you're in college or not.
It's evil.
It's bad. It's evil.
It's evil.
Yeah.
It's evil.
And if that's the case for fraternities in general, having that in college just seems like it's a bad idea.
But that's what I'm saying, though, is the fact that I want us to remove that, because these are men who made decisions to harass their colleagues and to pass around their colleagues' nudes and to comment on their appearance and this, that, and the third. And before anybody comes for me, I'm not talking about somebody walking up to somebody saying, hey, so-and-so, you know, I'm going to be honest. I really like you. I enjoy our conversations. If it's okay with you, I would like to go out for a drink. That's not what I'm talking about.
No.
Because everybody seems to conflate this shit with, oh, so people can't talk to each other. Men and women can't talk to each other at work. You can't meet somebody at work and go out. Nobody's fucking saying that. But I'm not going to sit here and walk around the office and go, wow, damn, look at them titties. No. No. I'm not going to do it. You've never heard me do. You guys have never heard me do it. You never will hear me do it. I'm not going to. Why? Because I got common fucking sense.
Well, so here's the question now. What's this lawsuit aim to do? What can it do? Can it fix this company?
No,
it won't fix this company. The only thing that I think we get out of this is that other companies that might have this similar culture will wise up and make some restructuring. Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
I don't think so, but it's my hopefulness.
The best thing to come out of this is restitution for the cohort.
That too.
So whatever cohort they find, you know, if you were a female employee in between the window of this time and this time and worked for Activision Blizzard, you are entitled to X number of dollars of restitution for experiencing harassment and da-da-da-da-da-da. Because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that really is going to matter to these companies is you hit them in the pocketbook, right? That's it. That's the only thing. That is the best case scenario for this, because none of these people are going to actively do it themselves. Not with a statement like what Activision Blizzard just put out. That's a statement that basically says, fuck you, California. You just came out and lied on us. So, yeah. They basically just stuck their tongue out at the whole thing. So, you expect that type of response to end up going to, oh, we need to make some actual changes in the culture of our company. It's not happening. And a lot of other companies aren't going to do it because they're not under the microscope. This should have been a thing when the shit with Riot popped off. When the shit with Riot popped off, Blizzard, who was right down the motherfucking street, by the way.
Yeah, should have wised up.
Right? Should have been like, shit, we've been doing all that stuff. As a matter of fact, it's a little bit worse here.
It's one of those things that's probably where you don't think it's a big deal because you're in it. You know, it's not going to happen to me, but it's...
But
it
Chad,
will. It will. Things Chad, catch up to you as a brand.
You have
brand and
been
company
on this earth for long enough and worked at enough jobs to know that you're not going to walk up to a guy and go, oh, it's Eggplant Tuesday today. Like,
no,
you're not going to do that because you're a professional.
Yes, but it just feels, I'm just hoping that there are more professionals that work within these companies who do what they did here and go to the proper authorities and the proper channels to make sure these things are handled.
Which it seems like that's what happened.
I just want this to be more the norm. I want it to be less of a living within a toxic environment in a job. I've done it. It's not fun. And I wish I did go to the proper authorities, but I didn't. I just left.
Yeah.
And now there's probably someone else dealing with the shit that I used to deal with.
Yeah. And so, and the last thing I want to say about this, because, yes, it does get, you know, worse. I won't say it gets worse than a suicide, but it continues, I should say, is that, you know, also included in the allegations are women being passed up for promotions because they might get pregnant and quote unquote like being a mom too much, which what the fuck, 1942. And also, this shit blew my mind. They were kicking female employees out of the lactation rooms so they can use the rooms for meetings. What the fuck is the point of having a nursing room then, if that's the case? That's fucking insanity. That doesn't make any sense to me.
It seemed like the lactation room was a PR move, and they're like, haha, we have them here,
we got them,
but we don't use them.
But no, those are really just meeting rooms. Get the fuck out, lady. So there's that, obviously. Then it moves on to African-American employees, who one of which said that she had to write a one-page summary to her manager on how she would spend her time off. I'm sorry
if
a boss asked me to do that, I'm like, this is going to be one page of get the fuck out my business over and over again. Are you serious? Like, come on. And that's where, Robbie, I agree with you. That goes from bro culture and frat boy culture and toxic masculinity to, no, that's just evil.
Yeah.
That's just lording over somebody because you fucking can. Okay, and saying obviously that none of the other employees were subject to the same level of stuff. Listen, man, this, I say it so much on this fucking show. It's not that hard to not be an asshole. It's really not. It's so easy. You come in, you do your job, you leave. Why? I don't want Chad. Let me put it this way, Robbie. Me and you have gone on many a business trip. We've hung out. We've gone drinking together. We've had a great time. I don't want to be drunk with you at the office. I don't want to do that. No disrespect to anybody here. I ain't getting drunk with you and crawling around the cubicles.
No, it's dirty.
It's gross.
Yeah.
On many levels. But I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So for me, it's just another example of video games and video game companies that are making tons and tons of money just being allowed to do whatever the fuck they want because these people are working in their dream jobs. These are their dream jobs.
Or what they assume they would be.
And these companies take advantage of that. If you get a job in video games, for the most part, for most people, that is your lifelong goal. You have worked for many years to get to that point. And especially for women in the industry who already know that they have to work just a little bit harder than the dudes in order to get those positions.
You were in the process of breaking a glass ceiling and then literally be kicked down 10 flights of stairs here, right? In one
moment. It's like, oh man, I'm breaking the glass ceiling. And then they put the thick bulletproof glass ceiling above that one. Also, we squirt lube on you and slap you in the butt while we do it.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, man. Like, be grown-ups. Like, be grown-ups about this, okay? And Activision Blizzard, I didn't think the PR for you could get any worse this year. Congratulations.
Do you think it could get any worse from here?
I don't know. I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no. Because you know what? I keep getting surprised by them. So that's going to be it for this episode of Checkpoint Daily. Tomorrow, hopefully, we have happier news. At least the Olympics starts. But shit, for all we know, the Olympic strain of COVID-19 could start from the Olympic Village in the massive orgy that takes place there every 4 years.
That's true.
But we hope to have happier news for you tomorrow. For Chad Callahan and Robbie Landis, I'm your host, Norris Howard. Don't be an asshole. Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.